The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara over here brings a small story that occurred in Mitzrayim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Paray. Amri le'yuchne umamrei le'moshe teven atamachnes l'afurayim. You're bringing teven into the city of Afurayim. Omar lehu, Moshe said, Amri inchi le'moso yarka yarka shekoil. To a place where they sell vegetables, bring vegetables. Now the Meforshim explain that Yochanan and Mamre were the Mechashvim Gedolim in Mitzrayim. So this demonstrates to us that the oisis that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in front of Paray and the Chartumim did apparently cause a significant stir in Mitzrayim. It triggered an awakening to the people of Mitzrayim, proving the validity of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the people of Mitzrayim cannot ignore the claim of Moshe Rabbeinu. They had to somehow respond to the oisis that he performed. And the Chazal relate to us that the people of Mitzrayim, they did come up with an answer. So they claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu did those oises through the power of Kishuv. And this is what Yochanan Mamre responded to Moshe. And they supported their claim by saying that Kishuv is widespread in Mitzrayim, like straw in Afarayim. And we don't consider these oises as ample proof to the veracity of your claim. And this retort of Teben Atamachas Lafarayim was the theme of Paray and his people throughout the process of the Ten Makas. At times, the Chatumim were successful to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu's actions. They were able to do the Moifsim. At times, they were not capable. But they remained with this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was not authentic, and his power through Kishuv. That was the claim of the Mitzrayim. Now, we must understand that this tale that the Torah tells us, although it happened close to 3,500 years ago, it's completely relevant today. It's the foundations of our Yediyas HaEmes is very connected to this Inyan. So we know that over the course of generations, any person who stands up and claims that he experienced a revelation of Hashem and was communicated something from Hashem, he has to substantiate his claim. He has to prove himself somehow. And the idea is simple. If anybody could get up and claim prophecy without any verification, so what's to stop any crook from getting up and claiming that he's a Novi? And there were indeed quite a number of crooks over the generations who claimed prophecy, some more popular than others. So, and Hashem, who recognizes that he didn't give the Torah to Malachi Asharis, he guided us on how to investigate the authenticity of a potential Novi's claim. Hashem addresses to us in Parshas Shoftim, V'chisoyim rabol vovcho, Eicho neida es adavar shaloi dibrei Hashem. How do I know something that Hashem did not say? How do I know that he's a Novi Sheker? So Hashem answers, Asher yidaber Novi b'shem Hashem, V'lo yiyah adavar v'lo yovoy, if he says something b'shem Hashem, and that something will happen, and that thing did not happen. Hu adavar shaloi dibrei Hashem, v'zodo in dibrei hanovi le'sogur mimen. And this is the source of what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tesa Meveis, Mino Yoda. The Gemara says on a Novi, how do we know? And the Gemara answers, Do Yohiv Ois. He gives an Ois. And that Ois proves that he's a Novi. And it's based on these psukim, that a Novi has to prove himself with an Ois, and if the Ois doesn't happen, if it's a noise on the osed and doesn't happen, that proves that he's not a novi. And the Rambam in Hilchos Seder HaTorah in the beginning of Perek Yud, he points this out. The last four prokem of Hilchos Seder HaTorah are completely devoted to the Indian of Nevuah, which the Rambam calls me Sodi Adas. Now, based on this, Paray's request for Moshe to perform a moifis was completely rational. And more than that, without seeing a noise performed on Moshe Rabbeinu, it would have been wrong for him to blindly accept Moshe Rabbeinu's claim to Nevuah. Like the Gemara says, the Yoy voice. So when Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron in Parshas Va'ira, Ki yidaber aleichem Paray leimor, tnu lachem moifes. When Paray is going to ask you for a moifes, Va'amar to el Aaron, Kach es matcho v'hashleich lefnei Paray, yihi lesanin. So this was not just a critical statement that Hashem was saying about Paray. It was completely legitimate and proper. Paray is going to ask you for a moifis because you're claiming Nevuah, and a Novi has to prove himself. And listen to the words of Rabbeinu Bechai on that pasuk. Hoydi Hashem yisbarach leMoshe, she'osid Paray she'ivakash mimenu moifis. Paray is going to ask him for a moifis. Ve'ein machzikin ha'ish b'novi ad she'yitin oisid moifis. You cannot be machzik a person as a Novi unless he proves himself with an oisid moifis. Or you have a different Novi who is made on him that he's a Novi. Uber Medrash. He brings a Medrash. Ki Dabra Lechem Paroi, Tunulachem Moifis, Hatzadikim Shoyalim Moifis. Even Tzadikim ask for a Moifis, Kabachem Lurishoim. Okay, now, this, before we go on, we just have, there's something we must explain before going further. That Moshe Rabbeinu, during his week-long dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Parshas Shemos, he addressed Hashem as concerned about Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'heim lo yaminu li v'lo yishmu b'koili. Ki yomru lo yinireh elecha Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that when he appears before them and he informs them the good news, they're going to say to him, that who said you're a Navi? By the rabbi, they'll say, lo yinireh elecha Hashem. Hashem never communicated to you. So Hashem responds to Moshe and gives him three oases to perform before the nation to prove his validity. So this follows perfectly the standards that we explained before. A Novi's claim that Hashem communicated to him should not be accepted without ample proof. However, we all know what Rashi says on the words Mazeh biyodecho, those psukim. Rashi says, Ata chayiv lilke shechashadeto v'ksherim. Your chayiv Malchus, because you're chayiv anoinish, because you're a choshev b'ksheirim. You accuse innocent people. And what do you accuse them of? Of not believing. And Moshe Rabbeinu received a punishment for this, like Rashi says. Question is, where's the choshev b'ksheirim? Isn't that the right thing for them to do, to demand an ois? That's what you do with every nov. So the answer to this is what Rashi says on the pasuk v'shomu l'kaylecha earlier on. Rashi says v'shomu l'kaylecha me'elehem mikeva shetorim alehem loshin zeh miyad yishmu l'kaylecha shekvar simen zeh mosur biyodom Yaakov umiyosif shebaloshin zeh him negolim pokod yifkod. So this is the famous Rashi. Rashi says when he's going to say the loshin pokod yifkod or pokod pakadati to the Yidden, they'll realize that he's a real Navi. So Hashem revealed to Moshe this code or password which would effectively substantiate his claim and prove to the nation that Hashem indeed spoke to him. So Pokud Yifkud is the password. Now you should see the Ramban of that apostle who discusses how the Yidden were certain that this password was not leaked out. How was it clear to them that Moshe Rabbeinu did not crack the code? So the Ramban explains. It's not, no time to get into it now. So, of course, Yidden were not expected and were not allowed to blindly accept Moshe as their Navi. And they needed proof. But Pokud Yifkud was ample proof, like Hashem revealed to him. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was considered Choshev B'Ksheirim, because he suspected that the Yidden are not going to trust the Simon of Pokud Yifkud. And that Simon was given to them in Mesoira. And had they not trusted that Simon, they would have been placing doubts in the veracity of their beliefs, which was transmitted to them by Messiah over the few days dating back to the Ovis. And eventually the Yidden, they did accept Moshe Rabbeinu without the Oisus, like Chazal say, that when it says in Parsha Shemois, Vayasa Oisus le'inei Yom, lefnei Yom, and then it says, Vayamei Yom, it was not based on the Oisus. They take trust in, they were soimich on the Simon of Pekida, Pokud Yivkud. So that's B'negei the Yidden. Now back to Pari, who legitimately requested a nois. So Moshe had to prove himself with a nois before Paray to rightfully claim Nevuah. Now what happened? Aaron threw down his stick, it turned into a snake. So that was the nois. So the next Paray calls us a chartumim. Vayasu gam heim, chartumim mitzrayim velotim keim. Vayashlu ish mateu, vayiyu lesaninim. So his chartumim did exactly the same thing that Aaron did. So now, as far as Pari and his magicians are concerned, they just met another magician, a Jewish one. And that's exactly what Yochanan Mamre told Moshe. We're sorry, but Tevanat HaMachaz LaFarayim. We all know how to do this. We can't use this as proof for your claim to prophecy. So the question is, now, why were they wrong? So of course, we know the truth, like the Torah tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, obviously. But in their point of view, why was Moshe's ois enough to obligate them to accept him? Now, if the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu meeting them is to prove that he's a Navi, there was no point. So we could say that true, this ois, the first ois, was indeed not sufficient to obligate Paroi. But the second step of Ayivla Mati Aaron Esmatoisom, that was an ois which they couldn't emulate. That was the proof. However, the Torah, for some reason, does not stress on the fact that they couldn't match this second ois. Well, seemingly, this should be the most crucial point of that event, that Aaron outed the Chartumim with the second ois. And secondly, it seems that the first ois alone, of turning the stick to a snake, that was sufficient proof for Moshe. Because why else would Hashem give Moshe a non-effective ois? So, let me highlight an important diak in the pasuk. At the time of the first appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu before Pari, in Parsha Shemois, so the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells, Moshe and Aaron tell Pari, Koyamar Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Shalach Hasami, V'yochigu Li Bamidbar. That was his first appearance to Pari. Pari responds, simply put, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'koyloi, L'shalach Es Yisrael, Lo Yodati Es Hashem, V'gam Es Yisrael Lo Yashaleach. Now, if you notice, Pari did not come to object Moshe Rabbeinu's claim to Nevuah. His objective was more elementary. He said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'koyloi, Lo Yodati Es Hashem. So Pari officially did not recognize the existence of Hashem. He didn't even get into the debate of Nevuah, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi or not. His retort was simply that Hashem does not exist, Chas V'Shalom. And you'll see that throughout the whole ordeal of the Makkos, this remained Pari's policy. But Makkos Dan, the pasuk says, "B'zois teida ki ani Hashem," not "B'zois teida ki Moshe shlucha shel Hashem." It's clearly that was not the issue over here, if Moshe was a novi or not. Rather, if Hashem exists. By Tzvardei, the pasuk says, "L'man teida ki in kashem elokeinu." By Oriv, "L'man teida ki ani Hashem ekerav oretz." By Borod, "Bavur teida ki in kamoini b'chol oretz." All the theme of all this is that Hashem has a koyach. That Hashem exists. So we now see that Pari's rejection of Moshe Rabbeinu was not due to the lack of verifying his nevius. Rather, he was launching a great theological debate, challenging Moshe Rabbeinu on the idea of Achdus Hashem Yisbarach, the existence of one absolute infinite creator. Now you look in Rashi. I believe Rashi alludes to this. Rashi says on the pasuk, "Ki yedaber aleichem Pari lemor tnu lechem moifes." Rashi says, "Ois lohidia shiyesh tzroich b'misha sheleach eschem," a sign to show that the one who has sent you possesses power. So Rashi does not say that the sign is to show that Moshe's shlichus was authentic. No, Pari did not challenge that. He came to challenge Moshe's mishaleach, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If you look at the Sephorna explains that the term moifis alludes to this, as opposed to the term ois. And it's worth looking in the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Yodalid. There's a very moving recount of how Moshe Rabbein responds to Pari's questions about Hashem. If you look closely, you'll see how Pari was addressing very, very philosophical concepts about the existence of Hashem, and Moshe enlightens Pari with deep explanations on the subject. So Pari was not discussing with Moshe about Nevius, if Moshe spoke to Hashem or not. The question was about the Metzias of Hashem. Now you might ask, why did Pari not challenge Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu? So true, by contesting Metzias Hashem, he's eliminating any trace of Moshe Rabbeinu's claim. But he should have at least mentioned that even if God really exists, who said you're a Novi? Like the standard procedure of any Novi. So the answer is that it was known in the world, and especially to those nations who had close contact with the Jews, that there was a man named Avram who lived a few generations before, about 350 years before that, and it's clear in Chazal and the Psukim that he was a world-renowned figure, and he introduced a new movement in the world, the idea of Hashem Echad, and he had a lot of opposition, but the same way all other worthy causes have opposition, and he was Matzliach, and he spread the idea of Hashem Echad. And Avram Avinu was a Novi Mochzek, like the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin. It was verified and known to all people that he was a true Novi of Hashem. And that's why Yitzchak was allowed to obey his father's instructions to let himself be Shochan Har Moriah. And he didn't have to request an ois from Avram, because Avram was considered a Novi Mochzik. And for this reason, the Nevuas Bris Ben Absorim which was a nevuah of Avram Avinu, was known and accepted by the general population, especially by the family of Avram. And it's clear in Divrei Chazal that the details of nevuah Bris Ben Absorim were known to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. It was known. Avram Avinu said over this nevuah, and everybody knew about it. And naturally, Pari as well was well informed about the Bris Ben Absorim. And he realized that he was the Goy Asher Yavoidu. And he knew about Avtocho V'Achri Chenitzu B'Shachush Godel. And Avram Avinu, you can't challenge his nevuah. And there was he was a mochzik, an undisputed prophet. Pari therefore knew, based on Bris Ben Absorim, that in the near future, the Yidden are going out of his land. And if it's not Moshe, it's going to be someone else. Some Jewish Novi is going to appear and liberate the Jews from Mitzrayim. So Pari understood that logically, if Hashem really exists, then this man is presumably the messenger of Hashem to free the Jews. It's really a matter of time. So the only way for Pari to suppress Moshe's advance is by originating his policy of Kfir B'Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So this way he gets rid of everything. He gets rid of the Bris Ben Absorim as well. As long as he's being makir that Hashem exists, then the Nevuah Bris Ben Absorim exists, because Avram Avinu is a Novi Mochzik. Everybody knows that. So for this reason, Pari's Taina, getting back to the Tevanat HaMachaz LaFarayim, that Taina of Pari, that was not a Taina at all. Pari did not demand the noise from Moshe Rabbeinu to prove his validity of Nevuah. Nowhere did Pari ever ask for that. Pari's bakosha for an ois was to prove the existence of Hashem. Like Rashi says, so that's where he went wrong. Because every human being is obligated to believe in the existence of Hashem Echad, whether he's exposed to ois HaSumoifsim or not. Every goy, even today, is obligated to believe in Hashem, like the Rambam says, although he has never witnessed any miracle. Yediyas Hashem is demanded by any bar seichel. Now, the purpose of the moivsim before Pari, even though Pari was mechuyev to believe in Hashem even without oises, but since Pari asked for an ois to prove the existence of Hashem, so Hashem commanded Moshe to perform a moivsim. Although in essence, emunah b'Hashem cannot be dependent on a moivsim. It was b'derech sheodom roitzeh leilech bom alicha noisei. Okay, you want a nois? I'll give you a nois. But for this reason, Hashem b'davka did a nois that Pari could still claim kishif, because Hashem doesn't do personal oises to people to prove that he exists. It is a very elementary yisoid in emunah that in order that there should be a possibility of bechira, the metzias of Hashem has to be somewhat concealed. If the metzias of Hashem was open and clearly exposed in the world, there would be absolutely no way that a person could do an avera. And this is the reason for behind the whole bria sateva, that there is a bria which hides kaviyochel Hashem, the metzias of Hashem, and through that there's a possibility for bechira, which is the purpose of the world. So when the question is revolving around metzias of Hashem, which is the tachas of bria, the bechiras ha'adam, that is mechayiv that, at least in a personal sense, an irrefutable ois should not be done. This would dissolve the whole purpose of the bria. That's why the ois that Hashem did were oises which could have been claimed as kishif. Whereas when we're talking about nevuah, to prove that if you're a Novi or not, over there, there's no reason that an ois should be able to be claimed as kishif. That's just to prove that a Novi is a real Novi. But in this case, Pari's claim was against Hashem, not against Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.